Young Territorian Sam Chisholm. He is back in Australia after competing in the famous Mongol Derby. The 1,000-kilometre ride through Mongolia. It's regarded as the world's longest and toughest horse race. And I tell you what, Sam definitely did not get through the race unscathed. Now, I had a chat to Sam about a couple of hours ago, just before he headed off to Royal Darwin Hospital for surgery.
I'm going to go and get some surgery on my, I think it's a perennial tendon. About probably the third or fourth day, my ankle started to hurt, and I think just repeating strain, riding 13 and a half hours every day, it got worse and worse, and I strapped it, and it was probably on the sixth day, the horse sort of stumbled in a marmot hole and must have put all the weight on there, and I could feel it tear a little bit. And then the seventh day, I finished on the seventh day, and about 8 k's out from the last horse station, the same thing sort of happened, going across the road, and I felt it let go. And so I rode into the last horse station. I had to get the herders to hold the horse so I could get off. And then one of the kids was riding around on a kid's pony. I thought, if I can get a nice quiet horse, I might be able to make the last station, which was 27 k's. So the medics told me that I probably shouldn't go on, and I had to sign a little form to say that I'd received their advice. And Frank, one of the guys I've been riding with for a few days, he lifted me up on the kid's pony, and I rode the last stage with no stirrups to make it. After 900 and whatever k's, I wasn't stopping.
And are you going to be okay? Is the foot going to be fine?
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. The surgeon said he'll either stitch the tendon back together, or if it's no good, he'll cut a section out and stitch it to the other tendon, which is good. So, a few weeks in a moon boot and I should be back to normal.
Wow. It's regarded as the toughest horse race in the world. You're proof of that. How did the other competitors fare? Any other stories, similar yarns?
Yeah, I think so. There was off the start line, probably 10 minutes in, one of the horses fell. There's these little marmot holes everywhere, and if you try to pull the horse up, they don't watch where they're going. But if you let them go, they go flat out there. So you've just got to have a bit of grit and let them do their thing. But one of the horses fell in a marmot hole. A girl broke her nose. 10 minutes into the race, two people didn't start. My cousin Pip, she broke three ribs and punctured her lung at the start camp, and then another guy. Fell off and broke his shoulder, and there was injuries galore. The first couple of days, it was about 10 degrees and non-stop rain, so that sorted the pack out a bit. Everyone was on sort of the verge of hypothermia, and then the very next day, the third day, it stopped raining at the end, and then the fourth day, it was really hot, and one of my friends, Sally, she got heat stroke and had a temperature of 41.7, so I think that's when your kidneys and things stop working. Lucky they've got some awesome medics there that have done combat stuff, and they've been all over the world, these guys. So she was really lucky that they were on site. I think out of 47 riders, 25 finished and rode every leg. So, yeah, pretty high attrition rate.
Was it enjoyable?
In hindsight, yes. No, to be honest, I didn't think I'd be able to get out of bed at the end of the second day. I was just completely wrecked, and I thought the third day I'm not going to be able to get out of bed. But your body, I think it just accepts a new level of pain, and you push through. And those middle couple of days were actually, you're just in your rhythm and you're going. And it wasn't until my ankle started really hurting that I had to push through that pain again. But it's amazing what the body's capable of.
In amongst all of this carnage, tell me about the fellow who came first.
Oh, Bob. Bob, he really deserved first. He's 71 years old. He has been training religiously for this for the last year and a half. He was so prepared, like he dried his wet wipes out to save weight. He had everything. He thought of everything. And look, he didn't cross the line, probably 3 hours in front of us. there was a chase pack. We were trying to all catch him, but we were sort of riding together. He rode on his own a lot, so I think he probably missed out on some of the camaraderie that we had, but he really deserved to win that race. Anyone that 30 that can finish it and your body shot to pieces, let alone 70, it's a really admirable thing that he did.
And you came eighth in the end, is that right?
Yep. I came eighth. I watched third cross over. They were they were a bit in front of me. I got a vet penalty. So the horse's heart rate, the vets are there to keep the horse's heart rate's got to be under 56 beats a minute, which is quite low. So you have to really manage your horse. And when I hurt my leg, I galloped into the station. So my horse's heart rate was high. I got a time penalty for that. They're really good actually on their animal welfare side of that. And there's over 1,500 horses that are used for this race. Yeah, 1,500 horses and 500 people that put it all together, including the herdsmen and the nomadic families.
So tell me, Sam, in years to come, a mate of yours rings up and says, "Mate, I'm thinking about doing the Mongol Derby. Would you like to join me?" What do you say?
I don't think I'll be joining them. I'll give them some sound advice. But look, I wouldn't recommend it to all of my friends, but I think you have to have a little bit of crazy to pull something like that on. There's definitely a few that I think would be up for the task. It's an amazing thing to do and to look back on, and I guess a life-changing experience. And I do recommend it. If you ask me that in the middle of the race, I'd say, I don't know why any one of us is here, but everything, it all becomes worth it at the end, that's for sure.
All the best with the doctors today, and thanks for your time on the Country Hour.
No worries. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, big thanks to Sam Chisholm. What a grueling race, hey? Goodness me. Sam was due in to have his surgery at about 11 o'clock this morning, so hopefully everything went well. Along the way, Sam, he raised more than $7,500 for the National Breast Cancer Foundation, which is a tremendous effort. Well done to Sam. But the Mongol Derby, I'll tell you what, if someone calls me up and says, "Matt, do you want to have a crack at this?" I'll just politely say no. Oh, I might give the Mongol Derby a miss, I think.